Continues the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, the top line. The Gemara continues in the sugya of Zugos. State in the Gemara Le'yaset Tzroch of Trei, a person should not be Mishamish Mitosai twice because of Zugos. Fegemar, why is it called twice? Amai Nimlachu. Nimlach Zog Tvash Bam, Ve'em it's Tafin Le'Zugos. It's a new Maisa Tashmish of beer. So it's not Pshat, it's two. It's one and another one. It's not, it doesn't make it into a Zugos. Omer Abai, Hori Koma, you're right. Abad, it's not Zugos. But when the Gemara says Le'yaset Tzroch of, it means don't eat two dishes, don't drink two cups of whatever you're drinking, and then you're in a matzav of zugos, and then since now you're in a matzav of zugos, so now is not a time to be mishamish because you're under this, so to speak, under this sakona of zugos, so now it's not as man of tashmish because of the sakona of zugos, and even chad tashmish is taka also, or should not be done because of the chashash of zugos. But not the pshat, two tashmish. Two tashmish is really one, it's nimlach. It's one plus one. Pshat is after you have two drinks or two food items, then it's dilma cholish, so you shouldn't be mishamish. Zog the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Shoyse kiflayim doma b'roishoy. Someone who drinks zugos, kiflayim means zugos, so doma b'roishoy, he brings it upon himself. The death is his own doing. Omer avido emes habiz man shalero pnei hashuk. That's only when he did not go out into the shuk in between. If he got into the shuk in between, so then it's like a nimlach, so then it's not two, it's one plus one. Avro pnei hashuk, but if you left your home, then reshus biyodo, there's no problem of zugos. Om Rav Ashi, chazina l'Rav Chananya babibi, the ochal kosa, have a nofik, the chozi, api shuko. So I saw that after he drank a cup, he went to the shuk in between. So we see clearly that going out to the shuk breaks up the zugos, and there's no chashash of zugos. Even the chashash of zugos, where you do have to be concerned, it's only when you're going on a trip now, on a journey, so it's a makom sakona, so then you have to worry about zugos before that. Aval bebeis, if you stop staying home, then loy, then there's no chashash of zugos, because it's not as man of sakona. Om Reb Zeher v'lishoin, somebody goes to sleep, so it's like lotzeis, kelotzeis lederech domi. There's yitzias neshama, so to speak, you go to sleep, so that's like lotzeis lederech, you're putting yourself in this matzav of sakona. Shein is echad mishishim mimisa, so then, it's, you should not be after zugos. Omer Papa velotz lebeis akise, going to the beis akise, beis kise, the makom of shedim, is also kalotz lederech domi. Zog the moment beis aloi, in your own home, you don't have to be concerned about zugos because it's not as man of sakona. But Rove manik shura, Rove when he drank, he used to count the beams on top of him to make sure that he doesn't end up drinking an even number. He wanted to make sure he doesn't finish off zugos. So we see even bebeis aloi, there's a chashash. So Gemara of Abaye, kishotzi chat kosa, when Abaye drank one cup, manked lei ime means the woman that raised him, like Rashbam brings over here, because he was a yosim avim me'em, like Rashbam, Abaye, baltoi, imoi, meis oviv, yelalta imoi, meis imoi. So what it means over here was ma'abenise, like the Gemara says in Kedushin. But the point is, we see over here, that when Abaye drank one cup, kishotzi chat kosa, manked lei ime, trei kosa, to make sure that it's an odd number, not zugos. So with three, with her two hands. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Kavashosi Trei Kosi, when Rav Nachman by Yitzchok drank two, Manked Le Shame Yishamish, used to give him one cup, Chat Kosa, to finish with three. Or, Chat Kosa, when he drank one cup, so Manked Le Trei, he gave him two. Betrei Yode. So we see again, that two cups, obviously holding two hands, can't hold it in one hand. But the point is, they're worried about Zugos, meaning even in their home. And for the Gemara, Odom Choshuv Shaini. Since they were Anoshim Choshuvim, the Goyis Amaroyim, so by Odom Choshuv, so we're more concerned about Mazikin. And like the Gemara Taka says, that Layelech Yichidi Balayla, Talmud Chacham should not go Yichidi Balayla. So we see Odom Choshuv, there's more of a chashash of Zugois. Zog the Gemara, Oma Ula, Asore Koises, Eimbe Mishum Zugois. Once you have Asore Koises, you have 10 cups. So some explained because it's a minion. The Mashal says it's a minion. So a minion is like a new realm. It's out of the number of zugos, even though it's an even number. But the mice, it's called one minion. So then emishum zugos. Or he says because we know that asiri is kodesh Lashem. But the Rashbam over here says that when the Gemara says asor emishum zugos, zok the Rashbam and kol shekin tvei. The Rashbam, the four lines when it gets wide. Asor kodesh emishum zugos, the kol shekin tvei. So if the vart is Asiri Kodesh Lashem, so that's not Kol Shekin Tvei. But the point is, once you hit the number of a minion, so then there's no chashash of Zugos, then it's, and Rashbam says, Kol Shekin Tvei. Zog the Gemara, Ula Letamei. Ula that says that Asorah Emishim Zugois is Ula Shitosai. The Oma Ula Vamilob Masisatona, Asorah Kois is Tikna Chomim Beisa Ovel. We know in Beisa Ovel, the Gemara Ksuba says, that in Ksuba's Dafches, they have three before the Suda, four during the Suda, and three after the Suda. So Mamela, we see they were Misakin 10. Why were they Misakin 10 Koises? The Pesach Mishnah says, Tushecha La'evid V'yayin L'mori Nefesh. So in order to alleviate his tzar, so they were Misakin 10 Koises of wine to remove the tzar from him. But with Akponim, we see they were Misakin something which is 10. Why were they Misakin Zugos? Must be Ein B'mishum Zugos. V'yisak Daitach HaSorah Kois Yesh B'mishum Zugos. If HaSorah Zugos, Seichi Kaim Rabbonim V'tiknu Milsed also Dei Sakona. Why would they be Misakin something that's a Sakona? Now the truth is, there is a difference between kshofim and mazikim, and later the Gemara is going to say that it's a chshash of zugas by kshofim, even b'yosim asara. So, even though lemaisa could be mitzad mazikim, there won't be a chshash, but for kshofim there would be a chshash. So the Chavis Yoyis says that the base of ovil is not a chshash of kshofim either, because it's only by shtias kva. This is Achilas Shtiras Arai, so that Shtiras Arai that they have in Beis Ovel, it's not something that's constant, it's not Shchiach the whole time. So Mele over there, there's no Chash even of Kshofim. Others say the Pshat is, they were only worried about Mazikin, so they wouldn't be Misakin something connected Mazikin. Masheng and Kshofim, they weren't Choshesh for Kshofim. Zog the Gemara Koponim that 10 is not a Chash of Zugos. Zog the Gemara Avotamne, but saying if it's 8, then yesh b'mishum zugos. Then there's a chash of zugos. Rav Chizda v'Rabba Rav Huna the Amit Havayu. No, even by 18, you have to be concerned about zugos. Why? Because Sholom, the end of Birchas Kahanim, so the 60 words, and the last pasuk of Yosem Chos Sholom is the seventh word. It says Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecho v'Yosem Chos Sholom. Sholom is the seventh word. So the seventh word is Sholom L'Toyvim Mitzav L'Rolom Mitzarif. So since 7 is not Mitzarif L'Ro, so the 8th is not going to be called 8, because the 7 before that, because of the Bracha of Birchas Kahanim, the 7th word of Sholom, at the end of the 60 words, is not Mitzarif L'Ro. So Mele at 8, you don't have to worry about Zugos either. Aval Shita, Mashengen 6, according to this, Yesh B'mushim Zugos. But Rav Rav Yosef Damit Havayu, V'chuneko, since it says in the second pasuk of Birchas Kahanim, it says Vichuneko, which is the fifth word, because after all it says Yor Hashem Ponav Elecho Vichuneko. So the fifth word is Vichuneko. So L'toyv Mitzav L'Rola Mitzarif. So Mele, the sixth is not Zugos either, because 5 is L'Rola Mitzarif. So Mele, you don't have to worry about 6 either. However, Aval Arbo Mashenkin 4 Yesh B'mishum Zugos. You don't have to worry about Zugos. And on that Abay V'Rov Adamit Havayu V'Yishmerecho. Even v'yishmerecho, which is the third word in the first pasuk in Birchas Kahanim, yivorecha Hashem v'yishmerecho. Sin 3 is the tovim mitzav l'rola mitzav. So even 4, you don't have to worry about zugos, because it's not called 4, because v'yishmerecho is a special skula that 3 is l'rola mitzav. So mainly you don't have to worry about zugos by 4 either. So according to this, this will be another teretz on the original kasha of the Gemara. Harim misakin arba koises dalat koises. So we had numerous tuutzim on the Gemara Daf Kuftes Amud Beis. We said Lel Shimurim. We said Koish Shabrocha Mitzav L'Toyv and Mitzav L'Ro, because Koish Shabrocha Bichas Hamozen. Ravina said because Derech Heres Kol Chad V'Chamitzvah P'Nafshei. So it's not called 4. It's 1 + 1 + 1. It's 4 × 1. It's not 4. Here we're saying that 4 be'etzim enough to worry about Mazikin because v'yishmerecho, meaning 3 is not mitzav l'ro. So Mele, you don't have to worry about 4 taka. Zugas is taka only 2 according to this. So Tosfos taka on Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos Kuftes Amud Beis says, when the Gemara gave a teretz to Rav Omar, koish shel brocha ein mitzav l'ro, and that's the reason you have to worry about zugas by dalat koises. I Rav Lishitos already says you don't have to worry about 4. Avakav the Rav Gufi komel kamon v'yishmerecho l'ro lo mitzarev. V'dalad emem shum zugos. So what I have to say, koish shabrocha emet staf l'ro, v'yish merecho says the whole dalad is not worried about zugos. Not because of koish shabrocha. So k'teis is tirat rashbam, dahan redavke mi mazikin, aval k'shofim mikol mechash. So here we see clearly differentiation between mazikin and k'shofim. That which it says, that by 4 you don't have to be worried, that's talking about mazikin. Mashengi k'shofim, you do have to be worried about. So me'lav dem, you have to answer, koish shabrocha emet staf l'ro, kshofim taka would have been a chash, but because of kosher bracha, you don't have to worry about kshofim either. So it's taka two sugis. One is mazikin and one is kshofim. Now, Tosfos says before that, in Kuftes Amud Beis, which is really going back in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadites, Tosfos says the biggest side, he brings a Yushalmi, that the whole din of Dalet Kosis, so he says, Yushalmi tamon taninin, ein mevashin yayin shel trumah b'neishu mam'itoi. You're not being mevashel yayin of trumah because it diminishes it. You're being ma'abed the trumah. Rabbi Yehuda is matrit. Why? B'neishu mashbichoi. It makes it better. Bishul makes it better. What do we see from this Yushalmi? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bishul is mashbiach, and according to Tanakam, it argues, ein mevashin. It's mamitoi. Omer Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon, it says, michlef eshitosei. Switch around. Rabbi Yehuda wanted asses, and Rabbonin matir. The Rabbi Yehuda appears the Ketoni Torim in Yain she'ena mevushal ala mevushal. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be Torim ena mevushal ala mevushal. Avaloi min amevushal al she'ena mevushal. You can't be Torim min amevushal al she'ena mevushal. Why? Because since mevushal is taka worse, so mele you can't take from ro'al ala yofa. Avaloi min amevushal al she'ena mevushal. V'kach machlev, so you taka switch around Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Yehuda's matit mevushal. It's not faket. It's not mashbichoi, it's mamitoi. So ain't tormin mina mavushal she'ena mavushal. She'ena mavushal al mavushal, that's something else. That's taka, ain't mavushal al mavushal. You're being tormin the yofa al ro, ain't mavushal al mavushal. Mashenken mina mavushal she'ena mavushal. So that's like mina ro al yofa. V'lekach machle, v'toni, ain't mavashi yain shatrumi b'neisha mamitoi, divi Rabbi Yehuda. V'chom matirin, b'neisha mashbichoi. Now, that's all Shitz Rabbi Yechon, and it says, Michlef Vishay, switch around Rabbi Yehuda. V'loza polig alei hosom, v'loi machlef. Then it comes out. V'aloch Rabbi Yechon k'rabonon. That means, you machlef Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yehuda taka says that it makes it worse, it's not mashbichoi, and the Chomis say, it's mashbiachit. And we pass like that Rabbonon, that say that Bishul is mashbiachit. That's the gate to Dalet Kosis Oktosis. If the aloch is like Rabbonon, and like Rabbi Yechon says, it'd be mahapach Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'im kein yoytzin abekoyses b'mevushal. You'll not have yain mevushal. Umekachin olo b'mevorchon olo b'yipi agofen. You'll not make kiddush on it. Kiddush even the raisa. You'll not make b'yipi agofen on it. You don't have to worry about that it was mamitoi. Faket, bishal is mashbichoi. That's what Tosfos Shita is. The Rambam Yedua is that it has to be dumya the nesochin. And since bishal would not be good for yayins and nesochim, so within for kiddush, it can't be good. And according to the Rambam, you don't have yayin mevushal. So they say that many are makbid not to have mevushal because they want to have dalet koises, even though dalet koises is less than the rice that they could kiddush on Friday night, but they want to have dalet koises with all the shitas and not to have mevushal either. But Tosfos clearly says that the aloch is like chachomim and the hainu, mekachin and dalet koises could be done on mevushal too. Now Tosfos here in Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph on the top says, asorah, there's no zugos. The leis lay the rover dom leel kosher bracha mitzav lera. This rover that kosher bracha, this rover of kuftes on the base that kosher bracha is a mitzav lera. Obviously, asar emishim zugos doesn't hold it that. Why? The beoisin asar koses ikah bichsamozin. One of the 10 koses by the base of ovel is bichsamozin. So if you're saying that kosher bracha is a mitzav lera, then the reason why it's not emishim zugos is because if you hold a rover, then you don't have 10 because bichsamozin we just said according to rover. Is ain't a mitzav l'ra, so you don't have 10. So vice is that he hold it is considered 10, and only because asar mishum zugos he doesn't hold the rova that kosher bracha ain't a mitzav l'ra. So the gemara came out according to the rova over here that v'yishmerechol l'tov mitzav l'ra l'mitzav, and even arba there's no chash of zugos. V'oz the rova l'tamed is rova l'shitose. The rova afkin l'rabonon ba'aba koises. Rova used to lead out his talmidim after they were by him. Even after they drank 4 koises, and he wasn't worried about kshofim al kaponim for arba koises that they drank, not Pesach stam. He wasn't worried about leaving his home and going out, even though they drank arba koises. Afagav the itzig rova by levoi lechashal emils. Even though Rabbi Levoi got injured, but he wasn't worried and concerned about that. The Omar ha'hu mishum the ois mepir kahava. The reason why Rabbi by levoi got injured is because he was mevayish me. He was ois mepir kah. He asked me questions in front of everyone, ubay sheni begabim. So Mela, that's why he got injured, not because of the zugos. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Omeli Yosef Sheda. Yosef Sheda told me, Ishmidoi Malka the Sheda. Ishmidoi is the Melech of the Shedim. Memunu Akula Zuga. He's Memuna on the zugos. And then Rav Yosef himself said, Umalka le Ikri Mazik. You don't have to worry about this Malka. He's not called a Mazik. Sagt der Rashbam, umak lika mazik, ein roga bekach, de gnai uloi. So you don't have to be choyshe le zugas, de milse le shchicha. It's not a cold shchicha, de kazach. Umiyu, zimnin, de nizik, varoitze lahach, mevlasa niterusa, yiserte, ovid. If you want to make a niterusa, you could. But you don't have to worry, because this malka, it's a gnai for him to be mazik. Sagt die Gemara, ike da amri, lo lahai gisa, adrabe, punkt verkehrt. Malka ratchen hu, is a malka that gets angry. My the boy Ovid, he does what he wants. Shamelech poyitz geder. Last le derech vein moicha miyodei. The melech poyitz geder, we can't complain. Can't be moicha. So eba zoi, you talk have to be careful because this melech is poyitz geder. Omer ha-popa, omer li Yosef Sheder. Ha-popa now says what Yosef Sheder said. Betrei katlinon. By two, there's in between two and four. By two, tak, it's katlinon. It's mamash misa chashash. Ba-arba loy katlinon, four is not a chashash misa. But ba-arba mezkinon. Ba'arba is taka only a hezik. Betray, and all the differences, betray, be mishogim, be mezik. It doesn't make a difference if it's by accident, I didn't mean to drink too. It's irrelevant. It's zugos. Ba'arba is only be mezik in beshogig loy. It's afka be mezik. Ve'i ishtalei, if a person forgot and he went out on a road trip and now he's out and it's a chashash of zugos and he forgot to make sure that it's an odd number, what do you do? Ve'i ishtalei ve'ikri, Vinofak, my takante, what's takona? Zok demora, link it zak for the yode, the yamina. Take his right thumb, biyode the smile, put it in your left hand. Vizak for the smile in your left thumb, biyode the yamina in your right hand. Vename hochi, and say as follows, atun vano hotloso. You and me and you, we are three. So it's not zugos. Viish miele, and if he hears a voice that says, the Omar, atun vano arbo, no, we're four, we're back to zugos. So, namely, aton vano chamisho. We're five. Have the last word, either under this coil that comes out from the shade, or Rashbam says, afilu coil odom a coil isho, that says that it's zugos. Say it's five. Vishmile doma aton vano shito, if he says the number six, namely, aton vano shivo, say no, we're seven. Have a uvde ad mea vechad upokashido. It was a mice like that, it went back and forth. The shade said an even number, zugos, and he said an odd number, and it went up all the way to 101, ad mea vechad upokashido. And then the shade taka busted, so drashi rashbam miroiv tsar. And that's how he got rid of this shade that was going back and forth to make it into zugos. Now the Gemara over here seems to imply that the chashash of zugos was all the way to 101. We just said in the Gemara before that Asorah Eim Bishim Zugos, and the Rashbam says, Kol Shkein more. So how do we suddenly worry about over here about Zugos? Teretz says, like we said before, that here we're talking about Kshofim, and not Mazikim. Just like Tosfos answered before in Rava, to Mechalek between the two Sugyas. There's a Sugya of Kshofim, and there's a Sugya of Mazikim. So we're also, we're talking about over here that above 10, they're talking about Kshofim, and not like Mazikim. That's how the Tosfos Rosh Behed explains the two Sugyas. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, three lines from the bottom, Omer HaMeimer.